Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone, as we prepare this week for Shabbos Parshas Balak. I'm supposed to be speaking to you from the center of the universe, Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. Let me begin by sharing a Yisraelistic Ramban with you regarding Bilam. Ramban himself refers to an error people have in understanding the level, the darga, on which Bilam was. As the Ramban says, there's a chazal that can easily be misunderstood. Chazal say on the pasuk, "Vaykom Navi Oy BeYisrael Kemoshe." Chazal say, "BeYisrael Kam Abu Ve'Umay Ta'olam Kam Beizah Zebilam." Chazal somehow compare Bilam to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nevuah, and they add that the reason for this was that the nations of the world did not say that had we had a Navi, we would have also been the Kabbal Torah, as Klaitros did for Moshe Rabbeinu. And based on this, many understand that Bilam was somehow a Navi. He had a career as a Navi. He was a Navi for many years. But the Ramban is not true. Bilam was a magician. The Talmud HaRishayim HaYonachesh, the rights of Lekalalei from the Nachash. Bilam came with magic. He had the ability to perform Tishba. And the Gemara says he knew Mechabein Shas Hazam. He knew to be Mechabein to the hour that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And at that time it occurs. Now this does not make him a Navi. The Gemara in Brachis says that he was an Amayra who knew Mechabein as Ashtar, who was demanding to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Kaviyachim. Bilam was not a Navi previously. It was only here that he became a Navi, who was quite done show with Yisrael, these few times. As a matter of fact, the Ramban mentioned this throughout the parasha. Whenever it says, Vayokar, that was Kim of Bilam, that Kaddish Baruch Hu appeared to Bilam, the Ramban says, was quite done show with Yisrael. Now, Bilam was not an ongoing Navi. Here in this episode, he was Zeicha to Nevuah for the first and only time. He was Zeicha a few times to Nevuah. But these times that he was Zeicha to Nevuah, that the Yom HaBarach HaMekim, were the only times in his life that he was Zeicha. And he himself said, Yom Shemeya in Leikel, Hashem HaKazah Shadai, HaKazah Nesem Gwui Enoyim. He says, as a Chiddush, that he was Zeicha here to Nevuah. But that Bilam was Zeicha to Nevuah only in this parasha. These are the words of the Ramban. The question you may ask is, if so, how does that answer the time of the complaints of the Umasaiwam? How does that answer the complaint that Klal Yisrael had Moshe Rabbeinu, that we had a Navi, we too would have become greater? And the answer to that seems to be that Bilam got Nevuah. Had he made something good of it, had he made something positive of it, then he may have been a Navi for a very long time. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Nevuah the first time at the snap. But Yasami writes, and he went to see what's taking place at this man. It was an opportunity. When a person has an opportunity, he has to seize that opportunity and do something with it. Moshe Rabbeinu had the opportunity, and he made himself into a Moshe Rabbeinu. No one had the opportunity, but he made nothing of it. It could be that's why the parasha ends with the Eitzah of Bilam to entrap Klal Yisrael with his nurse. To say, look at what Bilam did. With his opportunity. The Gemara used to say that just as the Gemara says, Hillel Machayvus Aniyim, just as the Gemara says there are some people whose actions obligate others, so too he said every human being has a time, an hour in his life which Machayvus him forever. The time when he has an opportunity, when he touches greatness, and he has to seize and build on it, he has to grow from it, and not let it fall. The difference between Moshe and Bilam, they both had the opportunity. The difference is that Moshe took the opportunity and became Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam did not. So this is the study of the Ramban. The Ramban is a parak of Talmud, classic Talmud. Although, as I said, it's a theme that he mentions briefly throughout the parsha. There's something else in the parsha, which is a great move that I'd like to point out. As you've undoubtedly noticed, right before the Aliyah of Levi, right before the Aliyah of Chamish, right before the Aliyah of Shishi, and right before the Aliyah of Shishi, we have a break right after Bilam makes the statement that I can only do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me. So ויוכל העבורת פי השם להכיס פייבו אירון ובי שידע פי השם ריסי הדבר. This is the theme that the Lord can say. The Sefer Hesada HaKabbalah, it brings from the Torah, explains this idea, this theme that keeps on taking place. Bilam was a Balgaiba, he was a holy person, as it says in the Mishnah of Arayz, he was the opposite of a Ruach Nemucha. Bilam's Gaiva was brought down in this parasha, yet slowly admits to Balak that there's nothing he can do on his own. And if you look at the four statements he makes, one at the end of each of those aliyahs I mentioned, you see a progression. Dr. Graf, at the end of the Shishi Aliyah, it says, Hadamah Shiyasim Alakim Desi Yosei Adadir. He was forced to admit to Balak that he can't say anything on his own. His words have no power, only based on Rasa Hashem. Bilam later complains, he says, okay, you can't curse them if Hashem doesn't let. So, don't curse them, but don't bless them either. Why are you giving them a bracha? So at the end of the Aliyah Ravi, the second step, Bilam says, Bayan Bayanah. He says to Bilam, you're complaining? Not only, as I said earlier, that I can't curse on my own without the Rabbi Shalom's blessing, but I can't speak on my own without a Kaddish Baruch Hu's blessing. So whatever Hashem says, I must say, he is slowly hitting, first, that he can't say things on his own, and B, that he can't even be silent on his own. But that's not enough. Now, yeah, Bill of the other Abolach, at the end of the Chamish Galiyah, he says, not only am I forced to say that which I could have spoken, but I am also compelled to do the act according to the way I could have spoken, who tells me to act. Finally, in the Galiyah, the final step of humility, when Balak gets good and angry, chases him away. It says, immediately Balak, my basic guest of his love, my yuchalabra, the Hashem, my sweet favor, I love him. There's nothing, there's zero, I can do nothing on my own. The slow progression from the attitude of it's up to me to realization that everything is payachet. Here too, it's a lesson for every person. Because when things are going well, when a person is successful, every human being has a feeling of chayshivites and yadi that I can do anything. As life goes on, the person slowly realizes that I could be slow for control. There's very little that we do truly on our own. And this progression is a progression of realization step by step. However, we should realize it. There is a two very general things in the parasha. The idea of the Chayach of Balak, who Balak, rather Bilam, who Bilam was, and the Machtavaya, his Gaiva, which is brought down in the parasha. Rabbi Hanan, in Princess the Great Striking, in the Alice, talks about the thing that Bilam did wrong. What did Bilam do wrong? If you read the parasha without Rashi, he's really a pretty good guy. He needs to be one of the basic as a result of the Yohalabra and Yashin. Constantly he's saying, I can't do anything against God. But he seems to be pretty okay. If you're in the parasha with Rashi, the Tarash of Al-Pass is not so. Where did he go wrong? Well, the Hanan and Quintus is a cipher. Simon Allen, it's a different case. Yes, we know that there's been a Shal Shane, there's been Shane, the son of Nayach, made certain takonis. But for the Hanan, what compels people to listen to the takonis of Desmond Shal Shane? The mitzvah of Layotzim in Adover, Shvizidu, Chayam, and Ismail, the mitzvah to listen to takonis, is part of the Chumash, is part of the Tairu, we should not get into the Dei Nayach. Why would Bnei Nayach have to listen to anything outside of the Sheva Mitzvahs in Eich? Rav Ochanan says an important mistake. He says in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three things. One, Asher Tzivisi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in the Torah. Asher Dibarti, the things that come to us through his Nevi'im, or through the Rabbanim. And Asher also, I'm paraphrasing a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah says that the giving of his generation distinct as the mighty VC, the mighty back, the mighty also Ali. What are the three categories? The Targum says, one, because it's by Raisa, what I commanded in the Chumash. Two, Shmochis, the Yad Avi Nevi'a. Since we know through the Nevi'im, through the Messiah. And there's a third level, my Rabba Kodamai. Things that are Ratz and Hashem. Besides the idea that we have to keep in this, there's a concept of being Ratz and Hashem, doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires. That concept of being to the Ratz and Hashem is something that Philip fails. Philip said, I'm going to be a good boy, I'll follow the laws, I won't do anything God doesn't say. But it was clear that Rabbi Shalom didn't want to call Yisrael to be cursed. It was clear that going with Baruch, which is sorry, Maya, who's not in Ratz and Hashem. But Bilam went by the letter of the law. There was no mitzvah by him. There was no Ratz and Hashem by him. There was no Hidr mitzvah by him. If I have to do, I'll do. Certainly many people have that attitude. That what you have to do, you do. And more than you have to do, not mechuyev, I'm not mechuyev. It is a concept of following Ratz and Hashem. When Yaakov comes back from Laban's house, he says, Haryad mitzvah shamarti, the Lord of Magdi, the United of Haran, sleeping. I kept the technical laws, Haryad mitzvah shamarti. Plus, the Lord of Magdi, the United of Haran. What's plus? If you kept Haryad mitzvah, what else is there? There is, more. Yet the mice and the needs of a person, the things that we know, are the Ratz and Hashem, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to do. Every day in Kriya Shema, we have two parashas that we say. In the first parasha, when the Kabbal, Oyo Malchus Shammai, the yoke of heaven. In the second parasha, when the Kabbal, Oyo Mitzvah, in the Hayam Shemaya, when the Kabbal, the yoke of Mitzvah Hatayr. The question is, once when the Kabbal won, why do we need the other? The Oyo Mitzvah Hatayr includes everything that's in the Tayr, Tarsh of the Sabbath, and Tarsh of the Baal. What is there that would be called Oyo Malchus Shammai that's not already included in the Oil Tayyag Mitzvah? Or the reverse, when someone's Makabal Oil Mavish Tamayim, what is there in Oil HaMitzvah? The answer would seem to be this, which was saying, there's Tayyag Mitzvah Shamarati, and there's Oil Mavish in the Mice of Haran. There's keeping the letter of the law. And then, there's the idea of Oil Mavish Tamayim, of satisfying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of keeping Ratz and Hashem. To make things clear, we accept each one separately. Except to keep the Tariag Mitzvah, Oil Mitzvah, but also to keep Oil Malchus Shemayim to do Ratz and Hashem. Even if the Oil Malchus Shemayim, we know that the Tariag Mitzvahs are unique, they have a special for you. They're not raised for any reason. Nevertheless, you have to keep more than that. So we make the statement, there's Oil Malchus Shemayim, there's Oil Mitzvah. And Oil Malchus Shemayim is more than Oil Mitzvah. Sometimes you have good excuses, but the excuses are for when a person really doesn't want to do something. If a person wants, he gets up. He goes in and does that which he has to do. He makes it convenient. He adds time to his cigars. It's all part of Oil Malchus Shemayim. So these are very basic things, the very basic things of the story of Bilam. I'd like to end with a kasha, a question which is an answer to the thought. The beginning of the kasha, Bilam says, and immediately Balak, my basic Esav Azav, my Uchalavar Piyash, that if Balak will give me all the gold and silver, I can't buy my Zrat and Ashka, the Brashi. But man, you should not say the Chava, or Mechavid, not in Acheren. We learn from the end that Bilam had a desire for other people's money. Why? Because he used this language, immediately Balak, my basic Esav Azav. Okay, others, the Perikov, writes a test. We find that Yais, even Kisma, using an almost exact lush. He says, Dini, in a nationally chested resolve, Avanam Titus of Adolius, Shabbat, Ilam. If you'll give me call chested resolve, Avanam Titus of Adolius, Shabbat, Ilam, Amy Dar Elabam Akintire. He too uses a lush of Inditanly call chested resolve, Avanam Titus. If that lush shows the Machabed Maman Achelim, and it's an inappropriate lush, the Yaisim and Kisma is using the language of Bilam. That's strange. Food for thought. And with that, I wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbat. Salavai, Yisraelcha. And join me here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and the Batei Midrashim. Ain Tayrek, Eretz Yisrael. A good Shabbat to one and all.